हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 20 और 21। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम। श्रीयद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंदम। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कर्म नैवाहि संसिद्धिम् आस्तितज्जनकादयहम् लोकसंक्रकमेवापीम् संपश्यान् कर्तुमर्हसि। कर्म नैवाहि संसिद्धिम् आस्तितज्जनकादयहम् लोकसंक्रकमेवापीम् संपश्यान् कर्तुमर्हसि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इस्कॉन। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। किंग सच एज जनका अटाइन परफेक्शन सोली बाय द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ प्रिस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज। देयरफॉर फॉर द सेक ऑफ एजुकेटिंग द पीपल इन जनरल यू शुड परफॉर्म युअर वर्क। टेक्स्ट नंबर 21।
यतत्ताचरति श्रेष्ठं तत्तत्तेवार्तनो जनः। स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तत्तनुवर्तते। यतत्ताचरति श्रेष्ठं तत्तत्तेवत्तरो जनः। स यत्प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तत्तनुवर्तते।
ट्रांसलेशन। व्हाटएवर एक्शन ए ग्रेट मैन परफॉर्म्स कॉमन मैन फॉलो, and whatever standard he sets by the exemplary act, all the world pursues.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Sakshuranmilitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Namo Om Vishnu Padayam Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिनिम्। नमः नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणीम्। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतैस्तन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदै सांकपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थित तद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं। यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्म योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 20 और 21। दिस श्लोक नाउ कृष्ण इज ऑलमोस्ट कमिंग टू द कंक्लूजन पोर्शन ऑफ द कर्म योग पार्ट। सो हियर in this material world or spiritual world, many times people ask, either in material or spiritual, is there got any victory by following the certain path? For example, if you advise them some instruction or some procedure, immediately they will ask, did anybody got success by following this procedure, following this method? If you say yes, definitely they will follow. So even though Krishna is the God himself, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, all the sansaras comes from him, but still whatever he sees, he speaks, he gives reference from the sansara. He is not just speaking something nonsense. He is speaking based on the some reference, some supporting sastric evidence and proof. Nowadays many people, they talk so many big things, but they will not have any sastric evidence or supporting or any proof. They just speak whatever it comes to their mind. But the Supreme Lord, Karma Yoga, he says Janak Maharaj is got perfected by following the whatever Krishna is advised so far now. Janak Maharaj was following all those things. So here Krishna is quoting Janak Maharaj is got perfected by following the prescribed duties. So many times, for example, if somebody is having stomach pain or any fever or cold or cough, whatever it may be, if you advise some procedure, some natural home remedy, immediately they will ask. If you say, for example, I also had some these problems, I used such and such method, such and such home remedy, I got cleared, I got cure, then immediately they will have a faith. Yes, this method is so many people they already followed, they got succeed. So if I also follow, I will also get succeed. In this way, they will get faith. Similarly, any problem, sir, whatsoever, immediately the people they will ask, this system is a failed or passed. So in this way they will ask, like a practical section. So like many people they give a lecture for the business, successful business and so many things. So what they will share? They will share their own experience. We were following so the business procedure like this, like this, like this. So we got this much profit. So we got the successful in this way. So if you also follow like this way, you will also get succeed. So in this way, people they explain based on the whoever got the victory, whoever got perfected. Similarly, in this shloka, Krishna explained about the Janak Maharaj. Janak Maharaj is the father of Mother Sita. Janak Maharaj was ruling the country called Mithila. Ram Lakshmana Sita Hanuman Ki Jai. So Janak Maharaj is a very very beautiful king. He is the father-in-law of Lord Ram. So in his kingdom nobody is suffering. Nobody used to suffer. He used to rule the country in such a way people are very very happy. The country is very very clean. And all the tree produce so many fruits and looks like it looks so greenery. Agricultural field is very very amazing. Cow is gives a lot of milk and people are very very cooperative to the king and people are very very joyful in his kingdom. It's not like now Kali Yuga. Those days now, unfortunately, even at least 20 years back, there is no question of buying the water. Now unfortunately we are buying the water, what to speak of giving gift of. When we in the previously 20 years back, if you ask water, everybody will give from their house. Nobody will say no. Now if you ask water, they will say, sir, no, sorry. Because they are buying water by giving money. So nobody will give free. But when Janak Maharaj was ruling the country, they used to give water in golden cup. Everybody in front of everybody's house, there will be a golden cup, not one cup, two cup, the several golden cup will be placed. If somebody is crossing, if they are feeling thirsty, they can drink water by using golden cup. It will be in the outside of the house, nobody even bother. Now even if you are having 1 gram, 2 gram gold, you cannot even sleep properly. Even you are traveling in the bus or train, if you have a small amount of gold, you cannot sleep properly. Because now gold is too much costly, sometimes people are not afraid to even cut the ears and they take. Some people, they cut the hand, they take if there is somebody is having a bracelet, they will cut it and take it. So this is the Kali Yuga. But in Janak Maharaj, when he was ruling, people are so rich. The house are made of marble and jewels and so many decorations and the city is very very beautiful. So that time they used to give in a golden cup. If they wanted to drink water, after drinking water, if you want, you can take it also. Even they don't bother about this gold. They are having very gold, diamond, so many costly things in their life. So Janak Maharaj used to rule the country very very perfectly. One day he was doing a sacrifice for begetting a wonderful child. While he is doing sacrifice, Mother Sita very very beautifully she appeared from the earth in a lotus. She is very very beautiful. Not like nowadays, Miss Universe is there, Miss India is there, Miss Chennai, and Miss, so many Miss is there. All these Miss, they put lot of perfumes. They put lot of perfume and so many chemicals to maintain their beauty. But after sometimes this beauty will go away. But Mother Sita is not like that. She is from the birth itself, she is very, very beautiful. Because she is very, very joyful, she is a spiritual. She is not ordinary girl. She is the consort of Lord Ram. She is a Lakshmi Devi itself. So, if we see, even brahmacharis, they will be looking very, very effulgent. Because when some people are very, very joyful, their face will become very, very bright. Why these people, brahmacharis, are very joyful? Because they always chant the holy name of Krishna and they always do the devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even in ISKCON, Hare Krishna devotees, the brahmacharis, they don't put any perfume or makeup or so many things. If you look at the brahmacharis, they will be very, very beautiful. Because the soul is very, very joyful. So because of that, they are looking very, very beautiful. So, similarly, Mother Sita, she was effulgent. She was amazing, beautiful. This her beauty cannot be expressed just in a few words. She is so beautiful, so amazing. So after that, one day, Vishwamitra Muni, he brought Lord Ram and Lakshmana to Mithilapuri. So Janak Maharaj explained to Vishwamitra Muni, "Oh Vishwamitra Muni, I have daughter, Mother Sita is there. She is so beautiful. I have a problem of getting suitable boy for the marriage." Because Janak Maharaj, he kept a one bow is there in Janak Maharaj kingdom. So whoever lift this bow, because this bow is given by Lord Shiva, whoever lift this bow and put a string on the bow, I will hand over my daughter to the king. So unfortunately, all the kings in the world, they came to Mithilapuri. Every day one king used to come. They will say, "I am so and so great personality. What I have to do? I will lift it very easily in this way." They are all very, very proud. They were all coming, but unfortunately, they are not able to even shake this bow. Because this bow, if they wanted to clean, around 400, 500, the great military people, the military warriors, they used to lift this 400, 500 people, they used to lift this bow. So that much heavy, so unable to lift, nobody is able to lift this bow, what to speak of putting a string on that bow. So he unable to lift it. Why Janak Maharaj kept this? Because one day Mother Sita, she was playing, that time she lifted this bow in the left hand hand. Not in the right hand at least. She lifted this bow in the left hand hand, she kept it other side. So Janak Maharaj thought, "My God, she is lifting on the left hand hand and keeping that side. This bow 400, 500 people are bringing. So if I want to get a suitable boy, if I wanted to get married, I need to, at least somebody should be able to lift this bow and put a string." That's why he kept this game. So he was explaining to Vishwamitra Muni. Then Vishwamitra Muni, then he told Mother Lord Ram to go and do lift it and put a string. So Lord Ram and Lakshman, they were like a very, very elephant, like an elephant, like a majestically. Lord Ram was walking very, very majestically. That time Mother Sita, she was, look at the beauty of Lord Ram from the balcony. So many kings, they came to Mithilapuri to lift this bow. Mother Sita did not bother to see who is coming, who is going. Because every day they used to, so many kings used to come. But when the Lord Ram was going to lift this bow, everyone was looking the beauty of Lord Ram. Everybody was looking for a moment, they stopped breathing. So when Lord Ram is about to lift this bow, everyone started, even their breath got stopped. They were stunned. They were looking, "Oh, what is going to happen?" Janak Maharaj is extremely worried because so many kings, they came and they are unable to lift it. So he was worried about how what will happen to Mother Sita, who will get married. There is no suitable boy is available. So in this way, Janak Maharaj was extremely, he was looking very, very tensed. Oh, what will happen, who will get married in this way? Then Lord Ram, he went and he lifted without any effort. Just like when the elephant is there, for the elephant to lift the mushroom is not at all difficult. The elephant just it will lift without any effort. Similarly, Lord Ram, without any effort, just lifted and put a string, then it broke the bow, he broke the bow also. Immediately from the celestial, from the heavenly planet, everybody chanted Jaya, 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 Jaya. They spread they throw the flowers and so many things. Everybody become very, very joyful. King Janaka become, very, very joyful. He was also saying Jaya, 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 Jaya. He was extremely, very, very big and happy. Then Mother Sita, she was carrying a garland. She was extremely beautiful. Her beauty is increased. When she saw Lord Ram, her beauty is increased. Then Lord Ram also beautifully saw the beauty of the Mother Sita. In this way, then Mother Sita put the garlands to Lord Ram. So in this way, Janak Maharaj, he perfectly executed all his duty as mentioned in the Sastra. So Janak Maharaj is a wonderful example. That's why Krishna himself, he is the Supreme Lord, he himself quoting the name of Janak Maharaj. So from this text number 20 and 21, Krishna is very beautifully explaining all the leaders in the world, they should behave properly, because all the common people, they will be following whatever the Krishna says here. Whatever the action a great man perform, common men follow. And whatever standard he sets by the exemplary act, all the world pursues. Just like when we see the Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself appeared in 500 years back to propagate the Sankirtana movement. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day, he is a supreme personality of Godhead, he don't get any... He don't feel any hungry or stomach pain, all those things, just to teach the people in general. One day, apparently, he got some stomach upset. So he told his brahmachari devotee to go and bring Haritaki. That Haritaki, so this brahmachari went everywhere to collect this Haritaki. After a long time, he came and gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took and consumed it. After a few days, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, again I have some problems, so you go and bring Haritaki. That time, this brahmachari, what he did, first day, for example, if he is taken 2 hours to bring this Haritaki, the next day, within 5 minutes, he brought and gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got surprised. How come first day you took 20-30 minutes, 2 hours to bring this Haritaki, now you are bringing in 5 minutes, how come is it possible? Then this brahmachari said, when first time I brought, then I kept it I stored, maybe if you get any stomach pain, I can use it. So in this way, he stored in the house. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry, because he said, we are brahmachari, we are sannyasi, we are not supposed to carry anything. As a brahmachari means, his duty is only, brahmachari and sannyasi means, he is a perfect swan. They always depend on the supreme personality of Godhead by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is teaching here, only the grihastha, only the family man, they will store for next day. Because they are the family, they will always think about the next day, they will store it. But as a brahmacharya and a sannyasi, we are not supposed to store anything. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching by his exemplary, as Krishna says in the shloka. Srila Prabhupada mentioning in the purport, Krishna is a supreme personality, God himself. And Arjuna is not an ordinary man, he is a liberated person. See, he came to this material world to teach us. Arjuna is not ordinary man. So, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, they were actually fighting for the Kurukshetra. Krishna says, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasarchi. Just by shaking his little finger, Krishna will finish all these people in Kurukshetra. It is not at all difficult. But still, just to teach the people in general, Krishna and Arjuna, they were fighting. Before Mahabharata, Srila Prabhupada mentioned a very amazing point here. Before Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas, they sent a messenger to the Dhritarashtra to make a peace negotiation. But unfortunately, Duryodhana, he rejected. He is not at all agreed for any peace negotiation. Then Krishna himself, he went to the assembly. He requested the Dhritarashtra, requested the Duryodhana, at least he give the 5 village for the Pandavas. Let them, no need 50% of the share, but at least give the 5 village. But still these people are refused. So Srila Prabhupada here mentioned, the Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal friend, had no need to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. But they fought to teach people in general that violence is also necessary in a situation where good arguments fail. Because Krishna went and spoke to them very peacefully, but they did not agree. So since they were actually wanted to make a peace, but since this Duryodhana and Dhritarashtra, they were not ready to go for a peace. So Krishna shown that how to behave. If something is not working in a peaceful way, then we have to use the violent in such a way as mentioned in the Shastra to get rid of the people. So immediately Krishna and Arjuna declared war to finish all these people by teaching the exemplary world. So in this way, this material world, in tomorrow also Krishna is going to talk about further this, how the leader should behave. So we can give more example in tomorrow's class. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So from text number 20 and 21, we can understand that Janak Maharaj is got perfected by following the prescribed method. So this is the one point Krishna is giving the proof. And the second, he is saying, whatever the common man, whatever the great personality perform, the common man will follow. So as leaders in the society, they should behave properly. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.